Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to Point of View. And what a day it's been. The past 24 hours have been quite busy in the global arena. But we're going to start here, back here at home. And we will certainly go to the US. We'll also go to Israel shortly, just to get a sense of, you know, how things have been over the past 24 hours. Last week sometime, you may remember that we spoke to Minister Hlabisa about some of the plans that government had to suspend the community work programs. Well, we do have some good news. In fact, I think my last conversation with the minister was, please, minister, everybody's anxious. See what you can do. Well, it seems like something has happened. Let me welcome onto the show Minister of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs, Minister Vilenkosini Hlabisa. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, my sister. It's been appropriate to say compliments of the new year, as well as to the listeners of the radio station.
Thank you so much, Minister. Well, the last time you and I spoke, we really had a difficult conversation about the end of the community work program for the 55 plus workers. You've since gone to the Minister of Finance, and there seems to be some sort of a plan to halt this until maybe March, if I understand it correctly.
Yes. As I indicated the last time, that this was as a result of a budget cut.
Yes.
And if you do not have money, you can't spend it. And I indicated that, but still, we are persuading, we are engaged in discussion with Treasury. We had to do that announcement in case we are not successful, so that we do not find ourselves unable to pay people whom we have kept in the system. Fortunately, our engagement has yielded to good results. We have agreed that the Treasury is going to find money for us to be able to retain these workers and pay them the salary of March and February.
Okay.
Now, what is going to happen? Because we have already received the allocation for the new financial year from April 1 to March next year.
Yes.
Still, the budget cut has not been reversed in that budget. From now until end of March, we are going to engage Workers Union. On Friday, I'm meeting COSATU, SAMU, and MAUSA. I'm still going to engage even other departments who have a similar program to say we are going to maintain all 255 employees and the 67,000 that are going to be affected up until end of March. What plan can we have in order to keep them from April 1 going forward? We need to explore various options. Some can be transferred from this program to other similar programs in other ministries where there might be not sufficient number employed in those, especially the 55 to 59 years. We might agree with the workers and the unions that those who are 60 years and above, who already received the old age grant, should be relieved from the program in order to safeguard the 55 to 59 years who are not yet eligible for old age grant.
So, Minister, if I understand it correctly, the Ministry of Finance has just given you grace until the end of March, in which time, while you have discussions with other departments and other colleagues, you may come up with a solution that is a more a long-term solution, including 2025-2026. Are you saying that this money, whatever plan that may come about, is not necessarily promised by Treasury? It's not money promised by Treasury?
Well, at the end of the day, every money comes from, you mean beyond March, from February and March,
it's
going to be from Treasury.
Correct.
But even from April, because every money comes from Treasury.
Yes, I understand.
We are going to explore other avenues and visit other programs from other ministries, visit the budget of the department early in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is better if you review your internal allocation at the beginning of the year, because if you do it at the end of the year, already money has been used and there is nothing that you can review. I'm sure by before end of March, we would have come up with a workable solution, engaging all the relevant stakeholders to come up with something that is going to take us a long period going forward.
You know, you sit in cabinet minister, that everybody's experiencing budget cuts. Are you feeling confident that there will be some sort of somewhere where you'll be able to accommodate this 55 to 59 year olds? Do you have some level of confidence?
We have managed to save 67,000 employees for February and March. Out of these 67,000, 37,000 are above 60. We will have to probably spin around with the remaining 30,000 that are below 60 years to see how we're going to keep them in the system, because they will be exiting year after year. People grow in terms of age. We will look at long scenario. We are going to go to details individually to see how many are 59, because there are those who are 59 already.
Yes.
As I'm saying, there are 37,
yes,
but there are those who are 59 who will be turning 60 during the course of the year. And literally, you will be relieving people the time they go to a category of getting into an old age grant qualification, that can ease the burden while you play around with the figure that is remaining, reprioritizing the budget that you have.
It's not an easy job, Minister. I wish you all the best, but this already, the next 2 months, at least some people can breathe a little easier. So thank you for giving us this feedback and for doing what you can to keep these jobs. Thank you, Minister.
No, thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you, Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Vilenkosini Hlabisa. So to cut a long story short, we've got 2 months of this employment community work program. These contracts will be extended to the end of March officially. Okay, so that money will be funded by Treasury. However, what the minister is saying is that from April to the next, because that will be the next fiscus, to the end of the following year, March 2026, they've got to make a plan. They're going to be meeting with others in other departments to see what's possible. How confident are you? We keep hearing all the time that, we have budget cuts everywhere, at every corner. So the problem here is that you and I know, for instance, that our hospitals need extra hands, extra cleaners. We hear this all the time. Clinics do not have, extra cleaners and so on. We see on our roads, at our parks, city parks, for instance, all of those public works needs people. But everybody says, while that is the case, there is no money to fund that. So I'm quite nervous, I must say. I'm quite nervous that nobody will be able to assist, because everybody's budgets have been cut. And so I suspect at the end of March, or maybe at the end of, somewhere between the 15th of March, we'll be hearing talk of the fact that these workers have to go. And I do not think that'll be a pretty conversation. Community work program has been extended by the Ministry of Finance. They're giving them until the end of March. And so, yeah, let's hope and pray that something else will come up of a more sustainable nature.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.